Check, 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 check.
Check, check one. I hear me. Do you hear me?
I hear you too.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Next up on Express Yourself, I am joined by Jeannie Walla with the Aspen Community Theater. How are you, Jeannie?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. What a beautiful week. Good to see the sun come back out.
And a little warmth.
A little bit of warmth. Yes.
I need to ease into winter gradually, don't you?
I think we all were pretty shocked by the cold than anything.
It was a shocker. Mm. But now we're back to sunny, warm days, so I'm delighted.
And it's looking to be a wonderful weekend, lots to do, including the fall musical for Aspen Community Theater. This year you're doing 9 to 5.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have seen the movie, but maybe not the play. Mm-hmm. And the play is going to be new to me included, and it's pretty fun, and it's got a lot more music than the movie had. So, and lots of dancing.
For people who haven't seen the movie and are unfamiliar with this play or this musical, what is it about?
It's about three women who work for the same company and work for the same obnoxious boss and go through some ramifications and get a little revenge.
Oh, okay.
So I've done some promos and said to people, bring your girlfriends or bring your boyfriend. Oh, wait, better yet, bring your boss.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
So is it a show that's been done before by Aspen Community Theater?
No. Okay. And for the most part, Aspen Community Theater, which has been around since 1975, on a couple of occasions have done a play that they had done before, mm-hmm. But that hardly ever happens. And so if there's something new and interesting, that's what's done. And so they haven't done it before. But the show was on Broadway and won and was nominated for Tony Awards. And so, you know, it's not a show without merits and without supporters and fans. So...
Have you been involved with Aspen Community Theater since the beginning?
Not since the beginning, but the first play that I did with them was in 1982. I was lucky to be cast as Guinevere in Camelot.
Oh, very cool.
And after that, I did Guys and Dolls and reprised a show I had done in high school. And funnily enough, the girl who was playing opposite me, you know, there's the girl who's the nightclub performer and the girl who's the mission, you know, the missionary. And so the girl who played the missionary girl when I did it with ACT, she had done it in high school too. And so I was considered more of a missionary girl when I was in high school and much more of a nightclub singer when I got to Aspen. And the same was true of her. She played the reverse role, so it was kind of fun.
And so what do you know about the cast or the director of this play? And
well, the play is being directed by Paula McCarr, and she's new to the Valley. And one of the board members, Travis McDeffitt, worked with her in Chicago and I think in Kansas, and said to her, why don't you have a stab at doing some work in Aspen. And so she's directed plays all over the country. And it's her first time directing a play in Aspen. And she's delightful. And the cast members, by and large, are saying she is so fun to work with. And which is great when it's somebody new and everybody falls in love with her. So, and the musical director is a man named Ben McMurray. And I've heard some of his rehearsals, and he's very talented, and so I think it's going to be a fabulous show.
Yeah, and I heard from Dan Sadowski, Pastor Mustard, that he's forming a part of the band that will be playing for the musical numbers. So,
and he's no stranger to Aspen Community Theater either. So, yeah. And the play was written by... a woman named Patricia Resnick, but the music was written by Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
Who was in the movie. So the movie cast was Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and, oh, golly, it'll come to me. And so it's three very distinct characters. And the movie, as far as I recall, only had that one song, 9 to 5. And when the movie came out, the only phone exchange in the Aspen area was 925. And so when people would ask me, what's your phone number? This is my old landline. I'd say, 925-8070. Oh, anyway.
So it's so appropriate for Aspen to be doing this.
Exactly. 925. So what else can I tell you?
Well, I saw last week there was a story on NPR about Dolly Parton's new album, and the title of this story was "Can Dolly Parton Save America?"
It's true.
So that was pretty funny.
And I heard that story, and I was waiting after it for a segue into guess what, we're doing a Dolly Parton musical, but alas, that wasn't how they progressed. But Dolly has had this rich career and has sung all kinds of songs. And in that story, she talked about how simple her songs were and then how they progressed into musical vignettes. And the Jolene, for example, which was one that they talked about, saying how, you know, there's a whole rich story there. And in a 2-minute song, you get this whole picture of Jolene and the woman who's singing the song saying, please, you can have any guy. Don't take mine.
Right.
So, she's brilliant.
So did she write all the music that's in the musical?
Exactly.
Okay.
So she wrote the songs that weren't
in the film.
In the film, yeah.
Wow.
Because there was a musical on Broadway, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote all that music. And so she was writing for other characters other than, you know, the Dolly Parton character. So the music and the lyrics. So
wow. Okay. Well,
I'm getting
the segue.
I'm getting so excited about tonight for opening night.
It premieres tonight and at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Continues throughout this weekend. The only matinee this year is on Sunday, this Sunday.
Right,
at 2
the 10th.
p.m.
Yep. And then we're back next weekend. And so you'll get a Thursday, Friday, Saturday chance at 7 p.m. to see the show again. But a very important reminder, no matinee that second weekend.
It'll be a 7 o'clock show instead.
Yeah, each of those three nights. And you know what's interesting? Because people traditionally wait to go that second weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they miss out because it's sold out.
Yeah. I recently saw a play at Soper's Theater Company did and waited till the Sunday, last Sunday matinee. It's kind of fun, the energy when people are like, the actors, you can feel their reprieve because they know, oh, this is the last time, at least for a while. But then the play was so good and it left so many questions, and a lot of the people there were seeing it for the second time, that made me think, oh, I shouldn't have waited until the very end, because then I could have seen it twice.
Well, plus, don't you feel a certain community responsibility as a voice for the community to say to people, I saw it. It's great. You should go.
Definitely.
Yeah. And if you go see it for closing performance, you really don't get that opportunity.
No, it's very true. And how blessed are we in this valley to have such a rich theater culture? So many theaters up and down the valley with so many people dedicated to acting and directing, to the music. As a longtime member of the Aspen Community Theater, what can you say about that experience and the people that keep coming back and the family that grows from that?
I recommend to anyone, if you're somebody that just moved here, next time go out and audition or volunteer your time to sew costumes or paint scenery, because there's a world of people that love theater and they embrace new members. They're fun-loving, they're hardworking, And those are the kind of friends I'm looking to make. Mm-hmm. And if you've had a lifestyle change and think, oh, gosh, I need to fill my time a new way, this is what I recommend. Do theater. And if you want to sing or play your instrument, that's fine. But even if you feel like, I don't think I have any talents, they'll find something for you to do, and you will meet some new people who may very well be your lifelong friends.
Mm. Yeah, very yeah. true. There's such a closeness that grows from putting on a production together and every night facing the audience and coming through it alive.
Exactly, yeah. And that whole notion of the show must go on, it's, I recently had a conversation. I'm working with the Brownies and teaching them to sing some patriotic songs. And the grandfather of one of them, who's Lieutenant Colonel Dick Merritt here, and a lot of listeners know him. And we were talking about that notion about the military. It's like if something happens, something catastrophic happens, then somebody rises to the ranks. You know, mm-hmm. somebody comes to the fore and leads. And I said, that's what theater is. That whole notion of, okay, the show must go on. Let's rally. Mm-hmm. And so it's a group of people who kind of take the reins when necessary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And have a lot of fun doing it.
Right.
So.
Passionate people.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't say enough about it. It's been a lot of fun for me. So. Anyway, I should tell people where to get tickets.
Yeah.
Because I know between you and me, we are firing up the audience out there, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think if people don't want to miss their opportunity to get a ticket before yeah. this sells out,
right.
they need to know where to go.
So you can go to the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen, or you can call the Wheeler's box office, 920-5770, or you can go to their website, which is Aspen Show Tix, and Tix is spelled T-I-X, aspenshowtix.com. And
just to clarify, the show itself is not at the Wheeler, but
it's at the district
theater.
Auditorium, which is up where the schools are.
Okay.
And thanks for pointing that out. Yeah,
sure.
That is kind of confusing. And it's very richly sponsored by Alpine Bank and the Aspen Times and various other businesses in the valley. And
it gets started tonight at 7 p.m., continues this weekend and next. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for joining me here. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Raleigh, you've been a great host. Thanks for asking all the best questions.
My pleasure. And I'll look forward to seeing the show.
I hope you will.